Amen. Hebrews 5, please. Hebrews chapter 5, beautiful passage tonight about Christian maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, we'll look at verses 11 through 14 this evening of Hebrews 5, and pray that God will use it to grow us in our faith. Beginning in verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, nor become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So unskillful in the word. Let's pray. Give us your wisdom, Lord. Use your word in our lives tonight to grow us and teach us. And may you be glorified and pleased in our service. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. So Paul here is having to essentially rebuke the people that he's writing to. Well, if it was Paul, we're not 100% sure of the writer, but whoever wrote Hebrews, God wrote through him to write to these Hebrews. So it's obviously to some Hebrew Christians. And they have to be rebuked a bit because they aren't maturing in the Word as God would want them to. And as God would want us to mature as well. Oftentimes you meet Christians, it's not how long you've been saved, it's how far you've traveled on the road, as they say. And God wants us to mature. God wants us to grow up as Christians, as we'll see in the Scriptures. And the issue always comes down to this book. This is our food. This is what God has given to us to grow us in our understanding of our Savior, understanding of spiritual things, and as we saw there, to have proper discernment. It always comes down to the Word of God. Notice he says in verse 11, at the end he says, you're dull of hearing. They haven't been hearing the things of the Word of God. And as we know, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I can guarantee you that not one Christian is going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and try to offer up the excuse or excuses for why they didn't expose themselves to the Word as much as possible. Now, they obviously have them down here, but they won't offer them at the throne of Jesus Christ. I don't think we're going to say anything. God commanded us to hear the Word because it is an important part of our spiritual growth. And obviously these Hebrews hadn't been hearing the Word as they should. As he said, they were dull of hearing. And he says in verse 12, you ought to be teachers. God's desires that every Christian mature enough that they can then help other Christians grow. That's how it always works. The older help the younger. And that's not necessarily talking about physical age. It's talking about spiritual age. God wants the older to teach the younger, to take someone under your wing. When was the last time the average Christian took someone under their wing and helped them grow in their faith and taught them the Word of God? That's what God wants. Go to Titus chapter 2. We'll see an example of this just back a couple of books, just before Philemon. He's using the women here as an example, but it carries through with this theme about the older teaching the younger. Notice he says, verse 3 of Titus 2, Titus 2:3, the aged women likewise, that they in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. So notice it says the aged are to teach the young. That is true in a spiritual sense as well. That's why we read passages like Colossians 3, which say teaching and admonishing one another. Teaching one another what? The Word of God. Admonishing one another in what? Spiritual things. So it's God's desire that we mature to the point that we can then help immature Christians grow in their faith. Because many, as you see in verse 12, are stuck at the beginning. As he says there, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles. A lot of Christians are still stuck at the baby steps. Like tithing, being faithful to church, forgiving others, witnessing, using your gifts for the Lord. These are the basics of the Christian life. And there's a lot of Christians that haven't even graduated those things yet and been able to move on to the deeper things of serving the Lord, having that biblical discernment, having that depth of their faith. They're still struggling with the basics. God says, no, we need to move on past these first principles. As he says, look over in chapter 6, which we'll look at next week, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. So get past the basics. Grow up, in other words. Now, notice he goes on to say back in our passage, verse 5:12, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So God is teaching us that His Word has milk and His Word has meat. We all know this to be true. If we meet a baby Christian, we never tell them to read the book of Ezekiel first. Or the book of Revelation, for that matter, do we? We send them to John or Romans. Why? Because Ezekiel is not milk. That's some thick steak right there. And God says He wants us to mature from the milk to the meat. But He's rebuking these particular Christians and saying, you're still stuck at the baby stages. You're still having to drink milk only, which babies do. But all babies are supposed to eventually graduate to where they can start eating food. And God wants Christians to be the same. He wants us to graduate beyond the milk and start being able to handle, as He says here, strong meat. Strong meat. There's only one way that this can be a reality in our lives, and that is if we study His Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman. It's work to study the Word of God. But this is what God wants. He wants us to stop being a baby, and He wants us to grow up, stop being unskillful, but He wants us to grow up and mature unto the meat. He had to say the same thing to the Corinthians, by the way. If you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, they had to be rebuked for the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Someone's rebuking the Hebrews here for still being babies, and even though they've been saved a while. Notice 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So Paul had to say the same thing to the Corinthians. You're still babies. So again, it's not how long you've been saved. It's how much you've matured. Notice verse 2. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Same analogy there, the milk and the meat. So God's desire is that we mature in our understanding of spiritual things. That cannot happen outside of the Word of God, because that is where we learn about spiritual things. Is in His Word. So go back to our passage where He says, verse 14, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Full age. Again, this isn't talking about how old you are physically. It's talking about how mature you are spiritually. When He says full age, He doesn't mean people that are 70 or whatever in earthly years. He means how much have you matured in your walk with Jesus Christ? Even those, verse 14, who by reason of use of what? Use of this. See, God didn't just give it to us to carry around. He gave it to us to use, to study it, to understand it, so that we might meditate in it and memorize it and then use it to help others. Use it to help ourselves. Use it that we might be what God wants us to be. So what God is saying is that we cannot mature from the milk to the meat. We cannot become more spiritually mature unless we use the Word. put it to use in our lives and in the lives of others. We have to use it. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. So he's saying that one of the earmarks of spiritual maturity is the spiritual discernment. What's discernment? It's the ability to be able to see right from wrong from God's perspective. And he's saying that that can't happen if we don't mature. Go to Colossians chapter 1. We'll see it worded a different way, but the same basic truth. This need for us to mature in our faith. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible says, Colossians 1:10, being fruitful, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. When should that stop? When we leave the earth. Through death or the rapture. That's when. Because this is written to every Christian. There's no Christian that can say, well, I don't need to increase in my knowledge of God anymore. I've got it all. We don't have it all. This is a living book, and we're sinners. We just got to keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. That verse we learned at camp this year, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep growing, that we might mature from the milk to the meat. 1 Peter 2:2, turn over there. Most of you know this verse, but very applicable. 1 newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may, what? Grow. You see the connection there between the word and growing? Because this is our food. God makes all these analogies so easy for us to comprehend, doesn't he? We can all relate to a little baby, and that it starts off with milk, and that you keep giving it milk, and what happens? It grows bigger and gets bigger and starts getting teeth, and eventually it can mature to soft things, and then it can eventually mature to harder foods, and then someday it can actually sit down and eat a big old steak. Happens to everybody. If it doesn't happen, there's something wrong, right? There's some sort of medical issue. Because that's what happens to every human. We can relate to all of that. And so God now made it easy for us. He's saying, when we're first saved, we're a baby. He wants us to grow up. And here is the milk and the meat. And how many times in the Scriptures is the Bible likened to food? Many, many times. It's likened to milk. It's likened to meat. It's likened to honey. Job said, I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. David likened the book to food often. Why is that? Because food is what makes us grow as humans. God's food, the Word of God, is what makes us grow as Christians. So he wants us to put it to use, as he says there in verse 14, that our senses will be exercised to discern. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll see another explanation of how this discernment works. It's discernment that protects us from people that try to teach false doctrine. It's the discernment that protects us from being led astray. It's discernment that helps us to stand when the devil comes. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 14. The Bible says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So if God says he doesn't want us to be children anymore, what's he telling us? What's the alternative? To be an adult. He says, I want you to stop being children. And I want you to grow up. Because children, as it says here, they're tossed to and fro. Every time somebody comes along and says, I found something new in the Bible. Well, it's The New Testament is 2,000 years old, so you probably didn't find something new. But it happens all the time. And children go, ooh, wow, that's exciting. I want to follow that. Oh, no, I'm going to go follow this. Toss to and fro. As it says, they're carried about with every wind of doctrine. What's the protection? To discernment. Maturity. So God's will is that every believer in Jesus Christ continually feast on this book that we might grow, right? Desire the sincerity of the word that you may grow. And the more that we grow, the more that we mature, and the more discernment we gain, and the more we're prepared for when the every wind of doctrine comes around, we're not fazed by it because we know that we're ready. We know that what the Word of God says, yep, that's just false doctrine. That's just the devil trying to trick people. I'm not going to be led astray by that. That's God's will for every Christian. But sadly, as we see with the Corinthians and the Hebrews, there's a lot of Christians that have been saved long enough to be mature, but they're still, as he says there, stuck, as the first verse 12, in the first principles, the basics. Like I said, tithing, being faithful to church, reading your Bible every day, having a devotional time, praying, talking to the Lord, witnessing, the stuff we're teaching our Awana kids. Those are the baby steps. God says, let's get past that. Let's grow. Let's mature. Let's get to the point where we can actually be a blessing to other Christians and teach them and help them grow. As he says, you ought to be teachers there in verse 12. Instead, you're still babies yourselves. Stuck at the baby steps. And so you can't handle the meat. All you can handle is the milk because you won't grow up. And it's just as it's unnatural for a 10-year-old to be only drinking milk. If we saw that, we'd be like, there's something wrong there. God says, when a Christian's been saved a while and they're still just drinking milk, there's something wrong. And that's what happened with the Corinthians, and that's what happened with these Hebrew Christians. They hadn't matured in their faith and hadn't gotten to full age. Now, that doesn't mean you reach the point where you're done. We never reach that point. But it does mean that you have matured in your maturity and your discernment. That word discern, that's a big word. And so God is going to use His Word. If you go to Romans 8, we'll finish there tonight. Romans 8, verse 29. God is going to use His Word, of course, along with trials and other believers and life, but His Word to conform us. Romans 8, 29. Look what He says. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. God is conforming us to be more like Jesus. And a big portion of that is our maturity in His Word. So we all have a responsibility to study it, as we're commanded, 2 Timothy 2:15 and other places, to memorize it, as we're commanded in the Old and the New Testament, to meditate in it, as we're commanded in the Old and the New Testament, and to expose ourselves to its teaching and preaching as much as we can, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. All of this so that we might grow from being unskillful in the Word to having that spiritual discernment that God wants us all to have. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. That's God's will. So let's fulfill it. Amen.